Radio Prague News. Some 44 municipalities are still on the highest degree of flood alert. Prime Minister Barrow Beck has cut short a visit to Egypt to attend a meeting on the flooding situation. And the Czech Republic has confirmed its third case of bird flu in southern Bohemia. Over 40 municipalities around the country are still on high flood alert as their rivers swell due to rain and melted snow, the Czech Hydrometeorological Institute has announced. The worst affected area is Moravia's Neumo region around the river Deer, where over 10,000 people have been evacuated. Local authorities say another 20,000 may have to leave their homes if things get worse. The northern city Ustye nad Labem and several other towns and villages in the region have also begun evacuating residents with disabilities. The capital city is also on alert. Work continued through the night to reinforce riverbanks and secure flood defences. Several museums have moved their exhibits to other venues, and Prague Zoo has taken its gorillas out of the pavilion, though no animals have been evacuated. With water levels of the river Vltava rising steadily, Mayor Pavel Bem inspected the metro security system and assured Prague residents that the city is well prepared for the threat of flooding. Prime Minister Yitty Barrowbank visited Egypt briefly on Thursday to reaffirm the stable relationship that both countries have enjoyed for decades and to revive business relations. Czech firms are hoping to help Egypt build roads, sewage and power plants, reopen sugar refineries and rebuild railways. The political situation in the Middle East was also discussed. On Thursday afternoon, Prime Minister Barrowbank flew back to Prague in order to attend a special government meeting on the flood situation. The Czech Republic plans to stock up on antiviral drugs thought to be effective against bird flu. By the end of the first quarter of next year, there should be enough medicine to cover the needs of one-fifth of the population, the country's chief hygienist, Michal Vít, said on Thursday. Three swans in South Bohemia have already died of bird flu around the town of Hluboká. An EU laboratory in England has confirmed that one of them carried the H5N1 strain of bird flu that is potentially deadly to humans. The other two swans are still being tested. Special veterinary measures have been introduced in 3 and 10 kilometers zones around Hluboká in line with EU regulations. The upper house of parliament, the Senate, has rejected a new labour code, which was pushed through the lower house by the Social Democrats and the Communists. The opposition Civic Democrats and the two junior ruling coalition parties, the Christian Democrats and the Freedom Union, say the bill threatens the flexibility of the labour market and is unconstitutional. In November, over 25,000 members of 51 trade unions flocked to Prague to support the proposed new labour code. And a quick look at the weather. Next few days are forecast with more scattered showers, but daytime temperatures will range from 13 to 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Lita Asiru, and that's the end of the news.